eyes. He broke off the link, more interested in what lay ahead. Something was coming towards them, moving down the same shaft. It transported itself with grub-like oscillations of its fattened pink-white body, like a maggot. "Norquinko," he said, bringing his gun to the fore and pointing it down the shaft, "I think someone's coming to welcome us aboard." He wondered how frightened he sounded. "I can't see anything. No. Wait. Now I can. Oh." The creature was only the size of an arm, not really large enough to do either of them any physical harm. It lacked any obviously dangerous organs, no jaws that Sky could see. At the front was only a crown-like frill, translucent tendrils which waved ahead of the creature. Even if they had been venomous, he was still safe in his suit. The creature appeared to have neither eyes nor manipulative limbs. He repeated these reassuring observations to himself, examined his state of mind, and was slightly disappointed to find that he was still just as frightened as before. But the maggot did not seem particularly frightened by the newcomers. It simply halted and waved its ghostly tendrils in their direction. The thing's pale pink segmented body blushed a deeper shade of red, and then an arterial red secretion oozed from between the segments, forming a fresh scarlet puddle beneath it. Then the puddle extended tendrils of its own, creeping forward as if running downhill. Sky felt his sense of what was vertical shift dizzyingly, as if there had been a local change in the direction of gravity. The red fluid trickled towards them like a scarlet tide, and then it was flowing up and around their suits. For a moment Sky felt that he had been turned upside down, and he was falling. The red veil passed over his faceplate, as if seeking a way into his suit. Then it passed. Gravity returned to normal. Breathing hard, still terrified, he watched the puddle of red return to the maggot and then seep back into the creature. The maggot was red for a moment, then the blush slowly faded back to pink. Then the maggot did something very odd, not turning itself in the shaft, but reversing itself, the tendrils retracting into the body at one end and popping out the other. The creature undulated back into the shaft's yellow depths. It was as if nothing at all had happened. Then a voice spoke to them. It boomed through the walls at godlike volume, and it sounded too deep to be human.
"It's good to have some company," it said in Portuguese.
"Who are you?" Sky said.
"Lago. Come and see me, please. It isn't very far now."
"And what if we choose to leave you?"
"I'll be sad, but I won't stop you."
The reverberations of the godlike voice died down, all as it had been before the maggot had arrived. The two of them were breathing hard, as if they had just been sprinting. Long moments passed before Norquinko spoke. "We're going back to the shuttle, now." "No, we're going onwards, just as we told Lago we would." Norquinko gripped Sky's arm.
"No, this is insanity. Did you just erase what happened from your short-term memory?"
"We were invited further into the ship by something which could already have killed us if it had that in mind. Something which called itself Lago, even though Oliveira didn't actually say that Lago was dead." Sky fought to hold the fear from his voice, just that something had happened to him. "Personally, I'm interested in finding out what that something was, and also anything else this ship, or whatever it is, might be able to tell us."
"Fine, then go ahead. I'm going back."
"No. You're staying here, coming with me." Norquinko hesitated before answering. "You can't force